Welcome to the Healing Hearts and Awakening Souls podcast. This is episode one, where we will be asking the question, what is the healing and awakening journey? My name is Kara, and I am an intuitive energy healer and guide. I've made it my life's work to really understand how it is that we heal from our past experiences, our past programming, and truly connect to the essence of who it is we truly are at a soul level. Now, this is something that I have been learning about and having experiences around my entire life through my own experience, through the training and education that I have received, as well as the work that I've done with my own clients as a life and soul coach. In addition to these experiences around learning and understanding how we process information, how we create patterns around who we are, how we show up in the world, and how that manifests in our everyday lives and what we can do to heal and change and transcend that. I have also been able to understand more deeply our spiritual side, our intuitive gifts, our internal knowing, our soul knowing. Something that is available to all of us, and I've been able to deepen my own spiritual gifts through the last few years to bring that to the table and bring that to the clients that I work with and bring that to the healing and awakening journey. I feel that this is a very important aspect of the work that I do, as I'm able to understand energy, I'm able to understand how things play out and where the root causes originate from. This is something we will be exploring during this podcast so that you can also begin to understand where are some of the patterns that play out in my own life, where do they come from, what is the energy behind them. The truth is that everything is energy. Everything. This is something that scientists have been studying and have discovered since the turn of the century. Things that we used to believe were solid matter are in fact made up of millions or trillions or however many billions of tiny particles of atoms and molecules and energetic particles. So even though it appears to be solid to us in the physical sense, it is essentially still made up of tiny, tiny particles of energy. And everything is energy, and everything is constantly moving, and everything is in flow, and everything has an energetic frequency to it. And this is really important in the work that I do, because when we understand that at the core of everything is an energetic frequency vibrating that is either attracting or repelling, it makes it a lot easier to understand how certain things play out in our lives. This information is not very well researched. You may have heard of the law of attraction, but it's much more than just the simple manifestation practices that are often taught and talked about. So we'll be exploring all of that as it does tie into the healing and awakening journey. But in this episode today, I would just like to explore with you the basics of what does it mean? What does it mean to be on this healing and awakening journey? Now, first of all, the fact that you were even drawn to this podcast, perhaps by the name, perhaps by the picture, perhaps by me and the work that I do, says something about you. It says something about the purpose that you very likely have, your role in this human life experience, especially now at this time. Something else that we will be exploring as we continue on this journey is the Great Awakening that is happening on our planet at this time. The very simple way of explaining this is that the consciousness and the frequency on the planet is rising. It may not look like that right now, but oftentimes as things get better, sometimes things have to get worse before they can get better. And that is essentially what is happening. As the frequency on the planet rises, anything that is vibrating at a lower vibrational resonance has to be cleared. And in order for it to be cleared, it has to come up and it has to be seen, it has to be felt in order for it to be released. It's something else that we'll be talking about it as it is intimately tied to this healing and awakening work. However, my point being that if you were drawn to this title, to this type of subject matter, it tells me that there is a part of you that does remember, even if it's just a small part of you or even a subconscious part of you, that feels deep inside of you that there's more to life than just what we see and hear and feel and sense from our physical and human perspective. There's more to this life than just getting by. There's more than just getting a 9-to-5 job and having a family and doing our best and getting through day to day and showing up the best that we can. But deep down, we may feel this soul exhaustion that really results of living our lives from a place of our heads and not our hearts, of doing what we think we should do, but not what we truly desire to do. And there's all kinds of programming that stand in the way of us truly living our soul, living a soul-led life. But the healing and awakening journey is about peeling back the layers of all of our pains, all of our past experiences, all of our traumas, as well as all of the programming that we have gotten in all kinds of ways from our own individual lives, but also just as a collective in our cultures, in our societies, in our world, that contribute to this confusion about how do we actually live our lives in a way that makes us feel joyful and at peace and in love with what we're doing. There's all that contradicting information between our head and our heart. So the healing and awakening journey, again, is about deconditioning our brain and our nervous system from all of the past experiences and past programming so that we can begin to remember who it is that we truly are, what it is that we truly are, what we're truly capable of, and how to live our lives from our soul-led heart space. So let's look at it from the human perspective. From the human perspective, all right, we have a beautiful and incredible and powerful body and brain. These things are very important, as well as our nervous system. They're very important to keep us essentially safe in the world, right? To keep us, essentially, it's because at a soul level, we're not used to living in human bodies, most of us, or at least we're not used to it in between lives. Maybe we've had many human lives. But when we get into the human body, we need our brain to tell us that, hey, you can't jump off that cliff, because as a higher dimensional being, we can do whatever we want and we're fine. But in a human body, we have this third dimensional physical experience with a body that is finite. An important point to note here, though, is that finiteness is a human perspective, whereas we are infinite at the soul perspective. So from the human perspective, we have this experience of coming into this life, and our brain is designed to filter out information, to absorb information, and to make sense of this information. Now, as children from the ages of 0 to 7, approximately, we're actually in a completely different brain state, and that would be the same brain state that we are in when we're in deep meditation or hypnosis. So we're very easily programmable. It's also important to remember that as children, we are very self-centered. Just cognitively, that's where our development is. Everything feels like it's about us. We don't have the ability to look outside of us and to see things from somebody else's perspective. So everything that happens feels very personal. So from that perspective, we can begin to understand how everything that we see and hear and feel and sense, and children are also very sensitive and quite intuitive. So even if our parents didn't say, you're not worth my time, right? But if our parents were maybe very busy, or maybe they were stressed out about money, so they were always trying to work and always trying to provide for the family, one could argue, of course they love their family. But as a child in that situation, if they felt like mom or dad never had time for them, that they just kind of got in the way, that mom and dad were always busy and needed to be doing other things, they could have sensed that energetically and made it to mean, I'm not worthy. I'm not good enough. I don't deserve someone else's time. All right. Now, it's also important to recognize that as an adult, we can look back at that situation and say, yeah, but it totally makes sense. Mom and dad loved me and did the best that they could. And we can justify the actions of that situation. But what's really important to recognize when we're talking about the healing journey is that as a child at that time, however that child interpreted that event or situation or circumstance, created an experience in the body. Okay, it created thoughts and beliefs around what do I need to do in order to get my love, safety, and belonging, which love and belonging the brain also perceives to be psychological needs associated with survival. This goes back to, you know, prehistoric times and earlier kind of evolutionary times, and just that, you know, the basic primal instincts of a human being, and that we needed to be, you know, we're meant to be a collective, we're meant to be in a community. So those needs are associated with that. So what do I need to do to get my love and my safety, my belonging? It's also trying to understand, how does the world work? What can I expect from the world? What can I expect from other people? You know, and so whether our experiences were good or bad, our brain and our nervous system registers all of these different experiences as what is to be expected. It's programming into us, right? What do we need to know? What do we need to do? What can we expect? What do we need to be ready for? How do we need to protect ourselves? And it might not always make logical sense to us as adults, but we have to try to remember, but how did I experience that as a kid? Like, what was I thinking as a kid? And how did I receive that experience as a kid? Right? Because when we have experiences, especially experiences that might trigger our fight, flight, freeze response, and that could be, you know, that's registered in our bodies as trauma. And now most of us think of trauma as something, you know, really catastrophic, really dangerous or scary or painful or harmful, you know, abusive type situations. But the truth is that trauma to our body and to our brain and our nervous system can be very minute. It can be very small. It can just be being startled. It can just be being shamed. It can just be feeling embarrassed. And our body, and I'm sure if you've ever been embarrassed, you feel that shame. It's like almost for a moment, it is kind of like this jarring feeling to your body of like, oh my goodness, did I really say that? What did I do? What are people thinking? That can register as trauma to the body. And so when we have those experiences, it creates an emotion. An emotion actually means energy in motion. So emotions are energy. Our thoughts and our beliefs create energy. Our patterns create energy. All of these things. So when I talk about energetically clearing, we're often clearing belief systems or thoughts or feelings, past traumas, things like that. Those all create energetic resonance within our body, energetic frequencies. So if we register this feeling of fear or pain or embarrassment or shame, oftentimes, and this is related to the fact that we are not taught as children how to process our emotions, we are taught to have very specific beliefs and thoughts around certain emotions. Many of us are taught that anger is not acceptable, or maybe we were taught that crying is not acceptable, or maybe we were taught that, you know, getting emotionally upset and kind of expressing our feelings loudly was not acceptable. So we were taught to ignore or stuff or deny our emotions instead of being taught to allow them to be felt, that this is a natural process of the human journey. And in fact, from a soul perspective, it's the whole reason that we came here, to have these experiences. We'll talk more about that, I'm sure. But we weren't taught how to process and release and allow the energy and the emotions to move through us. And as a result, many of us have years and years and years of trapped emotions inside of our body. Now, these trapped emotions can create a whole host of problems. I do believe that many of our physical ailments and illnesses can be manifestations of repressed emotions. These emotions are also intimately tied to our belief systems, so they kind of trigger one another. In fact, our brain is also designed in a way that if a similar, just similar, situation comes along, we will automatically start to have the same beliefs, the same emotional reaction. Part of that is, again, that chain response between the thought and the feeling. But our brains are designed to, for efficiency's sake, to assimilate information coming in to match what we already know to be true. I believe the statistic is that in any given moment, we are bombarded by approximately 100 to 400 billion bits of information, which is a lot of information. And our brain's only able to assimilate a tiny fraction of that in every given second. So it's, of course, going to assimilate what already makes sense, what already fits neatly into the box of the neural pathways that have already been created. Our brain also filters out information that doesn't match what we know. It will generalize information to match what we already know. This is stuff that has been scientifically researched. So we know from that standpoint that whatever programming we get as children, our brain will actually go out and look for evidence that will support what it already believes to be true. So our beliefs will just get reaffirmed over and over and over again. They get strengthened over and over and over again. Those neural pathways become very well traveled, very, you know, clean and clear cut. And so we develop these beliefs about how the world works. And what the really important piece is, and again, this is from the human perspective, and we're going to talk about it energetically as well. But from the human perspective, if that programming is affecting what our brain is actually like seeking out, the information it's seeking out to take in, it's going to match what we believe. So going back to that example of a child that maybe had parents that were super busy, and so they felt like they weren't worthy, they weren't good enough, or, you know, whatever the conclusion was, they're going to see evidence of that throughout their lives. They're going to have interactions. You know, we talk about text messaging and how without the tone, we can kind of misinterpret a lot. And that's kind of how it is. We all have this tone in our head of how other people are responding to us, when in fact, they may be having a completely different intention, but it's how we are able to take it in based on the programming that we have. This is one of the reasons that witness testimonies are notoriously unreliable. Or you could have two siblings that grew up in the same family but had very different experiences or perceptions of how good the parents did or how good, you know, the mom and dad were and how they treated them. Could be in the same exact situation and yet drawing different conclusions based on their own individual, unique programming and experiences that they had growing up and how that contributed to the lens, creating the lens through which they view the world. So we all have this unique lens that we are able to see the world through. So as we do this healing and awakening journey, it's about wiping that lens clean. And we do that by healing and clearing these thoughts and beliefs and programming and traumas and experiences and emotions at an energetic level, because it's all energy. And we do that and we clear that. And the more that we do that, the clearer our lens gets. Okay? This takes time. You know, I work with my clients. Some clients get it in, you know, 6 to 8 months, and then some it's years. Everybody's different. And it just depends on what you chose to come into this life to work through. And we'll talk a little bit more about that from the soul perspective. So we can see from a biological and physiological perspective how it is that we create this experience of life that we're living, and how all of that programming and those experiences really do shape the way that we experience our life later on. Now I'd like to talk about it from the soul perspective. And this is where I think it's really important to bring energy into the conversation. Now, energy is something I feel like it's kind of the bridge between the human experience and the soul experience. energy is, you know, as I said, it's the makeup of everything. It's what connects everything. There has been scientific studies, especially in the field of quantum physics, that has uncovered this potential web of energy that literally connects everything to everything. And there is also confusing research because scientists don't know what to make of it, because it is certainly in the realm of spirituality, with which science has a hard time grasping because it's fluid. It's not necessarily something that will create the same results every time. But that this web of energy that connects everything has its own intelligence, has its own consciousness, which I find fascinating. You know, from my perspective, I'm very intuitively connected with my kind of spiritual aspect of myself, which is something that has really been cut off for a lot of humans. Many people live a very human life experience where they see what they see and they believe that to be their reality, right? But as we just explored, one way of looking at how our reality truly is just a mirage or an illusion that is created by our own programming, right? It's like a computer program that generates a picture that we see. And so from the soul perspective, the truth is actually quite different. And so I feel that this is the awakening our soul aspect, right? We do the healing work so that we can see more clearly. But what that allows us to do is to then shift into this multidimensional experience of who we truly are at a soul level, all right? Now we're going to explore why it's so challenging for some of us to make that leap or to cross that bridge into our soul self and to really understand and conceptualize these concepts. And it feels, it's a very different frequency. And that's really all it is. It's a very different frequency. It's a very different vibration to step into your spiritual side of you. And for the longest time, we've been really stuck in the human experience, which is a third dimensional experience. And the soul experience is a higher dimensional experience. So from the soul perspective, this healing and awakening journey is about coming back home to who you truly are. All right. So many of us might be looking to try to return to who we are at the human level, right? We just want to change behaviors or change patterns or have different experiences or create positive changes in our lives. But we're still looking at it through the human lens, which is fine. Wherever we're at on the journey is perfect. But as we continue on that healing journey, all of a sudden, living the perfect human life may no longer resonate, may no longer feel like enough. You start to feel like there's more. You want more, but you might not even be sure what that more is. And that's your soul remembrance or your soul calling you to the more of the fullness of who it is that you truly are. Okay? And that's going to be a lot of what we are going to be talking about in this podcast, because it is the aligning with the remembrance. And at first, remembrance isn't so much of a memory of, oh, I remember that I was this person before I came in here, and this was my soul, and this is who I was. But it's a remembering as a resonance of like, ooh, that feels true to me. That feels expansive. Truth always feels expansive, okay? So the truth is that we're a spiritual being having a human experience. And we are made up of energy. We are an energetic being. Because we have chosen to have this human experience, we are limited to the energetic frequency that we are able to vibrate at within this human body. Okay? Again, at a soul level, we don't have that limitation, but our soul has chosen to have this human experience. So we have to work with the energetic frequency that is available to us. And that energetic frequency will depend on what beliefs am I holding, what thoughts am I having, what feelings am I having, what traumas are still trapped in my body. That creates the energetic resonance, the energetic frequency that we carry. So from the soul perspective, we came here to have this experience. Our soul thought it would be great fun to have all of these experiences. And yet from the human experience, we're kind of stuck. We're kind of, because we can't remember that that's why we came. We can't remember that we had this plan, that we wanted to have these experiences, and that it was about raising our frequency to access higher vibrational experiences, right? From our human perspective, we're taught all of these different ways to create these changes in our life, but they don't take into account how to create true change, which is about changing the energetic resonance within us in the first place. And so as we heal those energetic frequencies and our vibration rises, we're naturally able to access higher vibrational opportunities. There is a very important reason that we will be talking about more in the next episode, that it is so challenging for us at this time to overcome a lot of the programming and a lot of the systems and organizations and just the way that our world works that makes it really difficult for us to remember any of this at all in the first place, to feel connected to our spirituality, and to feel like we can actually access this ability to create our reality through our energetic frequency, through our intentions, through our focus, and create from that place of true potentiality and power that we have within us. We are purposefully programmed in a way that keeps us from all of that information, that keeps us from that remembering, that disconnects us more and more from that true spiritual essence of who we are. That true remembrance that we are actually one and the same with God. Now, I'm never here to try to change anyone's beliefs. So if you have your own concept of God and higher being or universe, that's perfect. From my perspective, I do believe, and what resonates as truth for me, is that we are actually all fragments of God. We come from the same source energy. And so by default, because God is the full the full source of energy that creates everything, that by default, of course, we are also creators as well. And that our entire purpose is to have experiences, all kinds of experiences, good, bad, joyful, painful, all of the experiences, because that is how we give back to the source creator, and the source creator gives to us. It's a mutual exchange of energy. It's not something where we have to prove ourselves to anyone. And the important piece to this is that God is within us. God is not outside of us, and we are not separate. But that is something that has been deeply programmed into our human collective, that we are separate. And so that keeps us disconnected from our true source of power in the world. And again, going back to, you know, there is a reason this programming has been perpetuated, and it has been purposefully done so to keep us from our power. And I will talk more about that in when we discuss the Great Awakening that is taking place on our planet, which I mentioned is that the frequency and the consciousness on the planet is rising. And so that all ties together. We'll talk about that in the next episode. But bringing this all back to why is the healing and awakening journey so important, having to do with this programming, this deep programming that keeps us disconnected from our true source of power. And that internal knowing that you may be feeling, or that soul calling that you may be having, that there's more to this life. There's more for you. Maybe you feel like you have a mission. Maybe you feel like time is running out and you need to figure out your purpose and you need to figure this out and get this right. And all of that has a reason behind it. And it is because you chose to come here at this time to help transcend this deep programming and return to who it is that we truly are, to be in our full power, which, again, from the human perspective, we'll have all kinds of ideas around, right? We'll have all kinds of, that might bring up fear for some people of like, well, if everybody's in their power, then they'll be taking advantage of people, or this might happen, or that might happen. But that's all low vibrational as well. And so part of this raising of the frequency on the planet is that everyone's frequency is raising. So as we raise our frequency and return to our full power of who it is we truly are at a soul level, it will only, the only thing that it could do is benefit everyone. And we all rise together. Okay? So this healing and awakening journey, it is about healing from our past experiences, healing from our past programming, living a more joyful and peaceful life. But it is also so much more. It's also about coming back home to who it is we truly are. And it is in that illusion of separation and the judgments that we have about who we should be or what our lives should look like that creates so much pain and suffering for us. And it's all pointless. Because at the end of the day, if we could begin to reconnect and remember that we are actually of God, we are perfect in our perfection. We were uniquely and divinely created to be exactly who we are, and that God wanted all of the experiences. So all of our human judgments around if we're getting it right or if we should do this or if we should do that, all of that is wasted energy. But we've been deeply programmed to have all of those thoughts and beliefs and judgments and criticisms and fears and doubts and confusion. So I hope that you'll continue to join me as we continue to explore the healing and awakening journey, peeling back all of the layers of who you were never meant to be, and all of those layers that are creating so much pain and confusion and suffering for you, so that you can begin to reconnect with who it is you truly are at a deep soul level, and to begin to live your life from that beautiful, crystal clear, empowered space. I look forward to continuing this journey with you. Thank you for joining me. Till next time.